Fast Eddie here at EAA Radio, and right in front of me here is Chief Warrant Officer Dave Stock. Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good. Dave, you got something very interesting here. We've got a program here that the Army is calling High School to Flight School. What's this all about?
Yeah, so this program's been around for about 30 years, and we're trying to bring some awareness to it because it's really a great thing that most people aren't tracking. So essentially, we have the ability to bring somebody into the Army without a college degree or even aviation experience, and we're the only service that does it.
Wow. Now, why aren't the other services doing a program like this?
Well, I'm not really sure because we have really found some awesome applicants that have diverse backgrounds. But, you know, the Army allows you to become a warrant officer through this program. And essentially, it's a competitive board process. So we take, on average, about 100 people per year into this program. And what we try to do is take the best of all those that apply. And so if you have some aviation experience and background, if you love aviation, if you have an aviation degree, it makes you more competitive. But those things are not required to become a warrant officer.
What kind of flying are you doing in the Army?
So the Army is primarily a rotary wing force, a helicopter force, and all of our primary training does take place in a helicopter. We do have almost 500 beechcraft King Air pilots in the Army. So a lot of King Air, we call it the C-12, and we do a lot of military intelligence, reconnaissance type flying with those airplanes. And then the helicopters, our real focus is to support the ground troops. So we have Apache gunships, we have Chinooks, Blackhawks, and then, as I mentioned, our fixed wing. So all of those things are really to support the combatant commanders and the ground force.
All right, so you're taking high school students and you're putting them into aircraft. Most of the other branches of the service, you have to go and get some college degree. Why is the Army different?
Well, we've just found that there are a lot of folks out there with a lot of talent that the Army can tap into. And so the program is for anyone between the ages of 18 to 32. And we call it High School to Flight School, but it's our Warrant Officer Flight Training Program. And so you can come right in. We'll put you in basic training, and then you go to an officer candidate school. When you complete those things, then you're starting your flight training program. And we found that the Warrant Officer Candidate School really helps to develop you as an officer. Of course, you're a soldier first, so basic training is a requirement. But at that point, you know, we've had some of our most successful warrant officers in the Army be graduates of this program. And the reason that I'm at Oshkosh this week and the reason I'm talking to EA about it is because almost 19 years ago, I went to a recruiter and said, I want to be an Army helicopter pilot. And at the time, you know, I'm not sure if they just didn't understand what the program was, but I was told I had to be a mechanic first. And so that wasn't really something I wanted to do, so I enlisted to do something else. And now, you know, I find out that this program has been around for so long, and I'm in a position to help educate people about it. So we want everyone to know that this is really the best kept secret out there. You can come in, become a pilot, get all this training. We spend almost $1 million a year to train each aviator. And then there's other programs out there in education, like with Embry-Riddle or other schools, where you can take your military training experience and apply that towards one of their Bachelor of Science degree programs. And the Army will use tuition assistance to pay for the remainder of your degree. So you can get all this flight training, get your degree complete, and the only thing that the Army asks is when you're done with your flight training, you commit 6 years to the Army.
6 years to the Army after flight training. That's not a bad deal, considering the cost of helicopter training is almost in orbit these days. Even with the Robinson helicopters, you're still paying a couple $300 an hour plus instructor.
That's right.
And so the Army is offering a pretty good deal. Is there any specific training that goes in with the helicopters? I know you've got transports, you've got gunships and things like this. So do they break the program down to different parts?
Yeah, we definitely do. So after you complete basic training in the candidate school phase, we start you off with going through survival school and then helicopter overwater training. So we want to knock those out up front. And then you actually get into your aircraft training. And the Army is in the process of transitioning to the most advanced primary trainer ever used by any military service. We're using the Airbus EC-145, or we call it the UH-72 Lakota. So that's our primary trainer. So you're getting in a twin-engine glass cockpit trainer from day one in the Army. You go through all of your primary and your instrument training and some of your basic navigation training and your warfighting skills. And when you complete that, and even night vision goggle qualification is taking place at that time. When you finish, then you go into your advanced aircraft. And based upon how well you did through all those other phases, there's an order of merit list. And if you're at the top, you get a pick any of those four aircraft I mentioned. So a Black Hawk, Chinook, Apache, or fixed wing. You get to pick what you want to do. And so it's a really great thing. And then we focus our training in the advanced aircraft on your actual future mission set. So you're learning how to fly an Apache, and you're learning how to shoot an Apache, you know, with an Apache. And so that way, by the time you're complete with flight school, you've got a couple hundred hours of helicopter time. You're going to your first unit, and that's when you're really going to gain that operational experience that a lot of companies are looking for. So we're up in the Education and Career Center right now this week at Oshkosh, and talking to the other companies, they really want people to have experience, not just hours. And the Army, not only are we going to train you with some of the best training in the world, but you're also going to get a lot of operational experience that really pays dividends after your time in the Army.
It sounds like it's a two-pronged approach here, classroom and then out in the field, with heavy emphasis on the field.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You've got to be able to think under pressure. Good leadership skills, always a great thing to have. Does the Army have any plans of perhaps getting into V-22s?
So that's a great question. The Army is in the process of going through the Future Vertical Lift. And so it's a competitive process. There are a couple different vendors that are competing right now. And so we have some conferences that we go to, such as Quad A or other events, where these demonstrators, I think they're called technology demonstrators, where they're on display. And so there's these competing technologies that may be used outside the V-22 or a hybrid of the V-22. And that's really looking out, quite far to see what we're going to transition to for the future of vertical lift. But right now we're sticking with our main aircraft, our Chinook, our Black Hawk, and the Apache. And the Black Hawk's been the workhorse for the Army for a long time. Obviously, the Chinook has really enabled us to fight in places like Afghanistan and other areas that are very high altitude. So we've had a lot of success, and Army aviation has proven its value, over the past 15 years of conflict that we've been in.
I was going to say, these aircraft are getting old. Is the Army planning to get replacements for these aircraft?
Yeah, great question. We're in the middle of a modernization program. And so a lot of the same aircraft people have seen in the Army for decades, but we're constantly upgrading. And so we have some of the most up-to-date CH-47F model Chinooks coming out brand new with lots of upgrades, more power, more avionics, just to be able to do better stuff. And even our brand new Apache, the 64 Echo, it's got some instrument rating equipment on it right now, so you can fly instruments with the Apache, which is something we haven't been able to do before. So our aircraft are always being modernized. We have some of the most advanced equipment and technology on them. And it's really helping, pilots to be able to focus on mission success and to be able to operate in any environment, and hopefully that helps us to have the advantage over the enemy.
I was going to say, there was one part of the training you mentioned that intrigues me, night vision goggles. What's that all about?
Oh, great question, because the Army has had one of the best night vision goggle programs in the world, for a long time. And really, we kind of were at the forefront of that. So the whole point is, we fight at night, and how do you do that safely? Well, we have technology with our night vision goggles. So we have a very robust program at Fort Rucker, Alabama, where we put people through their night vision goggle training. We train everything about the goggles as far as malfunctions and what do you do during malfunctions, but also, they have limitations. So we train on what the limitations are so you can use those to accomplish your mission. And then we also integrate our aircraft so that they work seamlessly with the night vision goggles. So a lot of things go into it, but at the end of the day, it's when it's really, really dark out and no one can see you, we want to be able to accomplish our mission. And the night vision goggles help us do that.
That sounds like it could be very intense training.
It is. It's very intense. And, a lot of EMS providers right now around the country are seeing the value, because they work, a lot of times landing roadside in the middle of the night, responding to auto accidents and so forth. So a lot of them have seen the value, and they're getting their night vision goggle program stood up. And a lot of Army aviators that, they do high school to flight school. Some choose to get out. Some choose to stay in. But at the end of their career, they have that training, and it's very valuable right now on the outside.
I was going to say, especially in the civilian world, trained helicopter pilots are getting hard to find.
They are. Like you said, the expense of the civilian training is high, and then the operational experience is hard to come by. So knowing that you've got someone that went through such a rigorous training program like we have in the Army, and then coupled with the operational experience, not just in combat, but also, we do realistic training all the time to make sure that we're sharp. The spear is sharp, so that when we're ready for combat, that we're ready and trained like we should be.
How many helicopters are in the Army inventory?
Oh, we have a couple thousand. When you look at all of just on active duty alone, the Blackhawks, Chinooks, and Apaches, but also we have the National Guard and Reserve that augment us. So we have thousands of aircraft. Just on active duty alone, we have over 2,000 Blackhawk pilots. You know, over 500 airplane pilots with the C-12. So lots of pilots, lots of aircraft. Most people don't realize the footprint that we have in Army aviation, and it's all catered around supporting the soldier on the ground.
You know, that's the one thing that that always amazes me is just how much stuff that the military really has, and it's ready to go. Plus, you have many, many opportunities for the newbies that are coming into this program.
That's right. The experience that we can give someone, right out of high school. And like I said before, we do encourage someone, if you have some college or if you have some aviation background, it's going to make you more competitive. But to come in right off the street and to go through this training program and learn what it is to be a soldier for your country, but also to be one of the best aviators in the world. You know, when you're flying at night at 200 feet over the trees using night vision goggles with 10 troops in the back, you're going to support our nation's, warfighting capability. And the responsibility that we put on our aviators is very high. You have a lot of lives in the balance, and you have, in this day and age with social media or just the news media in general, there's a lot of visibility on what we do. So you got to do it right the first time, and you got to keep in mind that we do have families that depend on us. So there's a lot of responsibility that goes into being a pilot.
Well, it sounds like it's a very interesting program. If somebody is interested in this, where can they get more information?
Well, during Oshkosh, we've been at the Career Center. We have a booth set up. It's U.S. Army Aviation. But outside of Oshkosh, you can go to goarmy.com and do a keyword search for WOFT. That's W-O-F-T for Warrant Officer Flight Training. That'll bring up some information. Or you can go to goarmywarrantnow.com. That's a great website that allows you to see about being an Army Warrant Officer. But for this program specifically, you've got to go through a local recruiting station. And again, most of them don't know about it, so go in armed with some information. If you go to goarmy.com and do that keyword search for WOFT, you'll find a lot of information about it, and take that with you. So if there is a recruiter that doesn't understand the program, we can help educate them. And then at the end of the day, we just want to help get the best applicants for the Army and just let everyone know that these opportunities are out there. So, we're looking for those who love aviation, and want to serve their country, and we've got a great program that allows them to do it.
Well, that sounds like a great opportunity for our people out there. You've been listening to Chief Warrant Officer Dave Stock of the United States Army. I'm Fast Eddie. This is EAA Radio.